Tell me what a money coach is.
So the whole purpose of a money coach is to, one, hold you accountable with your money goals, and two, help you set them. So for me, at least, like, and what I help my clients with is, a lot of them know that they need help or know they should be doing something different. Either they've tried other programs, or they've tried certain techniques and they just haven't been able to find a solution that works best for them. So a money coach helps you find what works for you as an individual, because finances are personal, right? Mm-hmm. So you need to find a program that works for you. And there's a ton of good programs out there, but a money coach helps look at your specific situation and helps you create a plan that will work for you, and then helps you test that plan and then make adjustments. So my signature program is 12 weeks. Mm-hmm. So what we get to do is go over like everything with your finances, all of your expenses, your income, your debt, your savings goals, and then create a plan. And then we can test it and make adjustments and then retest it, because we have time. So that's why it's a 12-week program.
So a really popular New Year's resolution is, want to get my finances in order this year. What would you say to someone that's really trying to tackle that for the first time?
I would say, one, take a deep breath, because it's super overwhelming, and I've totally been there. My husband and I paid off $36,000 this year, actually in 11 months, while paying for our wedding and cash flowing his school. So, and that sounds like, if that sounds like you can't do that, that's okay. Like, that's not where we started, and that I've been doing this for years. So that's not the starting point. But I would say take a deep breath, and the first thing is to just write down everything. So write down all of your debt. If you don't know what it is, look it up. Like, go on every account, look up your student loans, your credit cards, your mortgage. Write down how much you have in savings, how much you have in your checking account, all of your expenses. And then just go through and see if there's anything you can adjust. Like, if you have a ton of subscriptions, like everyone has Netflix these days or Hulu, and those might not seem like big expenses, but if you have 15 subscriptions and they're each, you know, $10, there's $150 a month right there that you could be putting towards debt or saving. So I would say, you can't tackle your finances in one day, so just, like, accept the fact that it's going to take time. But just start some. You just have to start. You know, read some books. There's plenty of good websites out there. I have free workbooks on my website. There's plenty of other people who have free books and ebooks and workbooks and worksheets. So just kind of start, ask for help, and find someone to just hold you accountable, whether that's your spouse or a close friend or a money coach. Just start somewhere, and it's going to seem overwhelming at first, but just take that first little starting step and then just go from there.
So when's a good time to get started with that? Because I know I've frequently said, I really wish, there's so many things that I wish I'd learned, like, in high school or college. You know, I can sing you the quadratic formula, but I don't know how to do taxes or change a tire or whatever. You know, you kind of have to struggle through those. So when do you suggest that people kind of really get involved, being very intentional, finding a money coach, you know, preparing things well for their life?
Right. So if you're a parent, I would say, like, as soon as you can start teaching your children good money habits, that's the best time to get started. Even little things that you might not realize they pick up on, like seeing you and your spouse, like, creating a budget, or seeing you, like, you know, put money into savings. Just little things. You don't have to, like, lecture them, but just kind of those little habits that, you know, I've picked up from my parents, or things that they notice, like, they pick up on those things. And then I actually wrote a book with my best friend geared towards high school students. It's called Not Another Money Statistic, Lessons We Wish You Learned in High School. And it's available on Amazon, and it's a short book, but pretty much we put together things that, like you said, we wish we learned. So how to create a budget, what is debt, like, what is a credit score, you know, how to apply for scholarships for college, what are student loans, what are the different types, how to find a job, kind of all those things. But really, the time to get started is as soon as you can, and if you feel like it's too late, it's not. So even if you're, you know, in your upper 40s or 50s or 60s or even 70s, like, the time is now to get started. You really can't ever start too early, and if you do need that extra accountability, I think that's when you bring in, like, a money coach or someone like me who can help you create that plan. But if you want to just get started on your own, like, Google is your best friend now. You can find everything online now. So just kind of start just putting yourself out there and just starting to research different money topics.
As a money coach, what's your opinion on all the apps that are available now? Are they helpful? Not so much? What are your thoughts?
I think since we're all on our phones now, they're really helpful. I don't think you need too many. So, like, I have all my banks on my phone, so I can easily check how much I have left in my checking account, how much I have in savings. There's a ton of good budgeting apps. I personally don't use budgeting apps because I like to create my own Excel file, and I kind of just manage it that way. But I can put my Excel file in Google Drive, like make it a Google folder, and then pull it up on my phone. So there's a few good ones. A lot of people like You Need a Budget, YNAB is the acronym. There's Mint, there's Every Dollar. There's a ton of budgeting apps, but really I think if they work for you, great. If not, then don't stress about it. You know, just you have to find a solution that works best for you. So if you are on your phone all the time and you like that digital app, try something. Worst case, it doesn't work and you delete it and try something else. But if you don't like that and you don't want to be on your phone all the time, then there's definitely other ways. You can do the old school paper and pen and just write down your budget and keep it in a folder or binder. There's free templates online you can use. You can create your own basic budget template on Excel or Google Sheets. So really it's whatever works best for you. If you find that apps are helpful, there's some out there, but don't overwhelm yourself and try to download like every money app because you want to, you know, take control of your finances and you download everything and then you're overwhelmed. So just kind of start, and then just really it's all about trying different things and finding what works best for you.
What's a good saving habit that you suggest to anyone? I've seen one that says like try to have one day a week where you don't spend any money. Is there anything like that that you like to suggest to people?
I'd say for savings, the biggest thing is to, if you can, make it automated, because then you don't see the money. So if when you get, say you get paid on the first of every month, make it so that on the fifth of every month, give yourself a little bit of time just in case something happened with your check or if it fell on like a Saturday or whatever. Make it automated so that a set amount transfers out of your checking account every month, and then you're less likely to, one, spend it because it's gone, and two, you don't have to put in an extra step to save. So even if you start small with $25 a month, like $25 a month gets transferred to your savings every month, it will just get you in the habit of saving and you can increase that. I've tried no spend weeks before. It's hard because then some people will, after that week, will then do the opposite and like spend a lot, or mentally they'll spend like right before and just like, oh, I know I can't spend next week, so I'll spend like a lot the week before to prepare. So it depends. It works for some people. It doesn't work for everyone, and that's totally fine. Another saving tip would be to keep your savings account, or at least one savings account, separate from your checking account. In like an online bank, there's a ton of great online banks that have higher interest rates than your traditional like brick and mortar bank, and since it will be separate and not connected to your checking account, that's another kind of extra step for you to not pull out of it. Because, you know, like I've done it plenty of times where you have your checking account and saving account and it's linked, and then you go in and you're like, oh, I need like $50, and you transfer it out of savings. And so keeping it separate still gives you access to it. It just will take a little longer to process. Usually takes like 2 to 3 business days to pull the money back out. But it kind of, keeping it out of sight, out of mind, sometimes helps people, including myself, save, because you're not seeing that amount every time you like log into your bank account.
Yeah, for sure. Anything that I haven't covered that you would like to add final notes?
I would just say, like I've said before, like it can be overwhelming, but really just start. And especially with the holidays, you know, everyone spends a lot at Christmas time, which is totally normal. You're not alone. But don't think that just because if, you know, you overspent on your Christmas budget that you can't make the change. And we're going into not only a new year, but a new decade. And so this is the time to start. And whether it's December or January or July, it doesn't matter. Just set some good money goals and, you know, just take it one step at a time. And whether that's hiring a money coach and helping you set those goals, like I'm available for anyone to email or bounce questions off. Like my goal is to just help people take control of their finances so they can do more of what they love. Because life is too short to just, you know, be worried about money all the time. And time is limited, but how I view it is time is limited, money is not. There's always a way to increase your income or save money or pay off debt. So just start. And like I said, take a deep breath. And, you know, you just have to start somewhere and then it'll get a lot easier.